is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with comedian P.J. Walsh about his upcoming appearance on the military version of American Ninja Warriors. But first, Charlie Sheen went at it on Twitter on Father's Day to insult his ex-wife Denise Richards, but she kept it classy. Sheen tweeted, "Brooke M. is a sexy rock star whom I adore. D. Richards is a heretic, washed-up piglet. Shame pile. Happy Father's Day." He followed up with another tweet that said, "Open letter to media. Denise Richards is a shakedown piece of you-know-what and worst mom alive." I first came in contact with comedian P.J. Walsh when he was on Star Search years ago. Now he's part of the upcoming military edition of American Ninja Warriors on NBC next month.
You know, Mike, you know I like to look for the most interesting things, and I'll do anything for our service members. Being a former service member, so my buddy Matt Eisman is the host of American Ninja Warrior, and I came back from Japan. I was in Japan, entertaining Japan and Korea this year, entertaining the troops, and I did the old Marine obstacle course, and I climbed the rope like I was 22, 43 now, and I uploaded it on like Facebook to make myself feel good, to get a few likes, to be like, look who's in shape. And Matt saw it, and he was like, dude, we're doing a new, they're doing a special military version of American Ninja Warrior, where they partnered with Got Your Six, that nonprofit campaign that that partners Hollywood people and government parties and stuff. And he's like, you got to do it, you got to do it. And I was like, I don't know about that. And next thing you know, the casting guys contacted me, and, you know, he told him my whole story, how I used to work at the White House, and how I've done over 20 trips overseas to entertain the troops, and all the whole deal. And next thing you know, I was like, all right, let me go see if I could physically do this, because I have a lot of respect for American Ninja Warrior. I have a lot of respect for that course. I've met a lot of Ninja Warriors because I'm good friends with Matt. Matt and I, who hosts the show, we were very first friends. Each of us met when we both moved to L.A. So I was in L.A. for a week. I met Matt Eisman. A week later, we met another friend of mine, Michael Batt. And we've all been best of friends ever since. And we all realized we got in our cars on the same day, September 1st, 1999, to drive out to Los Angeles without knowing each other.
Wow, what a coincidence, yeah.
Yeah, and now Matt and I are both Michael's kids, godparents. So it's kind of like a family thing. So it was amazing. That was an amazing thing. And he had me, he got me in there to do it. So I went up to do this, they have a free running academy, because a lot of ninjas are really amazing climbers and free runners. So I went to a free running academy to see. I used to be a gymnast and a wrestler, and I take good care of myself, but I want to see if I could hang. And I went to an adult program. It was the best. I was really 25. I was the only real adult. I was 43. Everybody else was 25. And it was so much fun. And I busted my foot day one. I mean, busted my foot, came back. I was on crutches for a week. And I was like, oh, I'm doing this. So I trained for a good like 8 weeks, got in shape. Really didn't get my foot back until about 2 weeks prior. But then as I was traveling, I went to all these amazing places. I went to Brooklyn Zoo, which is an academy that has like all gymnastics down in Brooklyn. I went to a great place in Connecticut. My sister's, when I was traveling, my sister's chiropractor built the entire ninja course in his backyard because he's been dreaming about doing it. I went to his house and climbed the warp wall and did all sorts of stuff. It's an amazing community. I mean, the people who do ninja, I've done a lot of things in my life. I like, as far as traveling and doing stand-up and stuff like that. This is the first thing in a very long time where I stepped in, and the community has been so supportive and so inspirational. It blows my mind. It blows my mind. And I'm hooked now. I can't tell you the results of what happened on Ninja Warrior, but I can say I've been telling people before I took my first step on that course, I already won, because it lit a fire inside me that I hadn't had since the first day I stepped on a open mic circuit to do stand-up. It's such and the people are just so amazingly supportive. Such a fun time.
We're talking with comedian P.J. Walsh, who's going to be on the military edition of American Ninja Warrior. Now, that's going to premiere on Monday, July 6th on NBC, right?
Yes, Monday, July 6th on NBC. It's amazingly shot. They did it in San Pedro. It's right in front of USS Iowa. It is epic. It is an epic episode. There was a 72-year-old Marine who was there. I mean, there were these two brothers who I think both were in the Air Force. Like, it was so many cool stories. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to squeeze me in there, but when we looked at my, you know how Hollywood works, you know, and they still been contacting me, so I'm pretty sure they're squeezing my story in there. But the way Hollywood works, there are so many stories. You turned around, and there are so many amazing stories attached to the military, the people there. That this, I think this episode is going to be the best thing they've done, which they've been having amazing. They're on such a huge run. That show keeps getting better and better. And my nieces, one of the other reasons I did, my nieces and nephews love the show. They watch it all the time. Like, I'm the coolest uncle in the world.
Well, you are the coolest uncle in the world, even before this, and now even more cool.
Oh, yeah, forget about it. They're delusional in their mind.
So, well, it's funny, because in the beginning of our conversation, you kind of dropped in that you used to work at the White House. You're going to have to explain yourself, young man.
I know. You and I have known each other for years, and going back to my first reality show, Star Search days, And years ago, I was the primary dental technician for the first and second families in the White House and took care of all the troops at Camp David during the Clinton administration when I was in the Navy. And I did 6 years in the Navy. And my first 3 years, I was at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and was with the Marines and spent 6 months in a ship in the Gulf with the Marines, and then came back and went to Bethesda Naval Hospital and was the dental technician for the White House, which was an amazing, when I look back at it and realize that I provided health care for the President of the United States at 21. I, one, am amazed, and two, I'm concerned with the way the country rolls. I mean, I'm a kid Brewster. I don't know. I don't know if you should be having me. But that set the foundation of my life. That was one of those moments where, you know, I used to walk outside the White House, and after Oklahoma City bombing, they closed down Pennsylvania Avenue, and I'd watch all these people, all these, like, kids and, you know, people getting off buses and families stand in front of the gates of the White House taking pictures in front of it. And I'd look at it and go, I could just walk in there. I could walk in and if I want. And that was an amazing thought to have, because the thoughts I had when I was in high school is you showed me a picture of the moon in the White House. Those were the same distances away from me. I wasn't getting to either of them.
Right, right.
And here I was walking into the White House whenever I wanted. That made me go, you know what, I like to do comedy. I bet I could get on some TV shows and tour and do all these kind of things. And that's been an amazing thing. And I never expected to be a tied to the military throughout my life. I thought maybe this will be, you know, I'm going to have my Navy stories. And I was in the Navy, and then I'm going to go on and be a comedian. And I'm never really going to look back. And then the war started happening, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I was going over to entertain the troops prior to that, but it was just something I did. But once I got to Iraq and once I got to Afghanistan, and I had some years on me, and you can't help but see yourself in the young men and women who are there, and you can't help but feel. I think that's the thing about being a veteran. The thing about being a veteran is you have time, and you don't appreciate. The only thing that makes you appreciate life really is living one. And I've gotten to live this amazing life, and when I see these young men and women who take an oath, the same oath I take, and some of them, you know, don't make it back. Some of them come back scarred. I became a different person throughout those trips, and I started realizing, hey, I can use humor. I can use whatever I can do to kind of help people realize and get an empathy of what these, because we're in a world that, you know, we were at war for over a decade, and this country functioned like we weren't. So
right, right.
I just ended up feeling like, you know, for the rest of my life, I'll be dealing with the repercussions of what's happened this past decade. And, you know, that's one of the hard parts of doing those trips. But that's one of the things that I've realized, I'll be doing this forever. So whenever they say something about the military, I'm there. And I wouldn't have done American Ninja Warrior if it wasn't a military edition. And now I love it. So, in a way, it's a little bit of a blessing. It's something that I said, okay, let me do this to raise awareness for the military. I did it, met a great community. Physically, I feel better than I ever had in my life. I'm still doing this stuff. I love doing it. And if it can raise awareness and help at the same time, then that's the package that I like. That's the one I want to do for always the PJ Walsh package. Can we make people laugh? And I think when you see me on American Ninja, I think you will laugh. I make an impact. Can you just give just better and better for people, for human beings? I think we live in a world where we celebrate bad behavior, and this was something that's really, really good. People ask me all the time, like, why do you ever do, like, shows like Last Comic Standing or things like that? And I was like, well, because, I don't know, there's just kind of a meanness to it. You know, I didn't work all this life to kind of hand this over to an editor who, you know, might make me into a villain when I wasn't or something like that. I never had a feeling, and I respect comedy. So I never really liked going into a room and saying I'm funnier than somebody. I think we're all funny at a certain point. When I look at Ninja or like The Voice or shows like that, they're so supportive. And now I love it. And next year I'll try to do it for myself.
There you go.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
The military edition of American Ninja Warrior premieres Monday, July 6th. So make sure you're ready to watch on NBC and look for my buddy PJ Walsh, who you can't tell us how it went, but I'm going to guess that you made an impact of some kind.
I did. I absolutely did. Now then, and then I'll be back this August in the Middle East on some ships entertaining troops. And that's what I do most of the time. So, all right, take care. Thank you.
And with comedian and now ninja warrior, PJ Walsh, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.